the conference title tonight. We'll ask to ask about specifics here in a sec, but just what are your emotions right now? What does it mean to be able to win this conference meet and to on your home track as well?
I tell you what, this means the world to me. This is a great group of kids. You know, these senior girls, they even brought it up after we took our pictures there. They're like, hey, this is a whole lot better than a couple years ago when we finished like 6th, 10th. Once they combined the conference, it set us back a little bit, but now we've risen to the challenge, and I am very proud of them and the effort they put in, day out with everything they do.
So I suppose we kind of just go on down the line on who did well tonight. A ton of different events that you guys won, but who kind of stands out? Who was really impressive to you tonight, you think?
Oh, so many. I mean, starting with field events with Carly and Allison going first and second in the high jump. I think it was Allison and Carly. Actually, they tied, but, you know, going first and second in the high jump. Our four-way just crushing their school record and getting the NASL record. That set everything off on the right foot. You know, Grace Storyhan, this was the first time that she's had to run two 800s and a 1500. She ran the open 8 and the 1500, and that was just very gutsy of her. And it was a close race team point-wise, so we really needed her points from that race, and I'm proud of that. Our girls in the 4x1, they broke their own school record again, knocked another half second off that. So, you know, that was Carly Willis and Shirley Monahan and Allison Cock and Ava Heron. They just keep getting better every time. You know, it can just keep going on down the line, but they are all just, I'm blessed with some great kids right now.
And your field events too, second in long jump, one, yes. Two in high jump too.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when you get all those points, and I've been stressing to the girls all along, you know, LaPorte City Union is right there with us, and we need every point from everyone. I pointed out to the girls, you know, Evelyn Gertis, 400-meter hurdle. She fell, and she fell again, but she still got up and finished the race, and she scored 2 points for us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that things like that are huge, and it just speaks volumes about how much effort they're willing to put in.
Mm-hmm. That was my next question, too. Like, how would you describe that competitive drive? Obviously, it takes athletic talent to do what you're doing, too, but it just seems like this team's really got it going on right now.
You know, they do. They mesh really well with each other. You know, there's not a whole lot of personalities on this team that are very selfish. They want to do the best that they can do, and they know that the work that they've put in eventually pays off, you know, starting with being in the weight room all summer long and continuing throughout the season, during volleyball season, during basketball season. They're always in there just becoming better athletes. And as a unit, they do things together, and that just really helps them a lot.
Well, I'm sure you'll celebrate this tonight, but back to work for the district here on Thursday.
Absolutely.
What's your outlook for that trip to Denver here on Thursday?
Oh, you know, first thing I'll pray for some good weather. Yeah. It was nice to have a warm night tonight, even though it was a little bit windy. But there's some really tough competition up there. You know, our goal is always just get as many things down to that state meet and run at the Blue Oval as we can. So we're going to do our best and let the chips fall where they may.
All right. I appreciate the time tonight. Congrats.
Thanks.